coming up on Browns Countdown live from Berea. We break down the first 3 days of Browns training camp, especially a look at yesterday's padded practice, and we'll give you a detailed look at the quarterback competition through 3 days.
Great fan support as always. Pads come on today. Players are excited. Coaches are excited. I think we're off to a good start with the first 2 days.
This is Browns Countdown live from training camp.
And with that, we say hello and welcome to Browns training camp alongside Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. I am Hakeem Dermish. A beautiful day for training camp. Day 4 of training camp. The seats are glistening behind us. The brand new spanking stands for the fans. Free tickets. Just a beautiful day to come out. Bring your family. The Indians are out of town, so bring the family down. Enjoy a day at training camp. Your impressions so far, day 4?
Listen, yesterday the pads came on, and I think that's what everybody wanted to see. And what did the Browns do this offseason? They made a huge investment in the offensive line, re-signing Betonio, bringing in Treader, bringing in Zeitler. Yesterday, the first opportunity to see those three guys in pads together, and I'd say it was a big success. In the one live tackling drill, the Browns' offensive line paved the way for chunk run after chunk run after chunk run, and that tells you I think we're going to be a power-running football team this year.
I'm not happy to hear that as a defensive player, but that being said, as we've seen in past years, I expect that Greg Williams had some very candid conversations with some of the members of his defense along the defensive line, that defensive front, and I don't expect it to happen again and again. But if it does, that's a very good thing for us offensively. But for me, the one thing that stands out when it comes to training camp is just the tempo, the tenacity, and the physicality that these guys are really approaching each and every day. And I think that's kudos to these coaches and their ability to have them ready in the meeting rooms, in the film room, to come out and put their best foot forward on the grass and really take as much thinking out of the game as possible and really just get down to playing football.
Hugh Jackson likes the pace. Hugh Jackson also pleased with the progress of his team is making at this point.
I thought they came out and competed. I can tell that we're a step better than we were a year ago by far. I think there was less assignment errors in the first day. There was less balls on the ground, less turnovers. I don't even know if the defense had one. So they were mad at me for that because they want to get their hands on the ball, but the offense got to fight like heck to make sure we don't turn it over. But I thought overall it's a good first day. It's good to have all our players out there. I know there were some players that left practice, but all those things were IV related. It's just the heat, you know, and everybody's got to be able to deal with the heat, and I think we'll be fine. So, you know, keep our fingers crossed. It was a good first day, but we got a lot of days to keep working. You know, there's more days to come. As I told our team tomorrow, we got to get better. We got to practice better tomorrow than we did today, and I think the guys will be up for the challenge.
All right, yeah, his guys are going to certainly be up for the challenge. Hugh Jackson, pleased with the progress so far. Three storylines we're looking at right now. How's the defense look? I want to start with you, Matt.
Sure. And I said, you know, yesterday the offense had their day. So I look today, and it's going to be a very exciting day. This Sunday, as you mentioned, Indians out of town. Come to Browns training camp and watch these guys. There's no better venue in professional football right now than to watch training camp than right here. And the one thing that sticks out to me is I want to see physical. And the physicality of that defensive line, those linebackers, we've invested both young talent and monies in the defensive line and, of course, that linebacker group. And what I mean by physicality is there's an approach to taking on a blocker. You know, and sometimes it's very easy to walk around a wall, but there's cases when you're trying to defend the run that you have to go through the wall. And that's the one thing that I want to see out of these linebackers consistently is to take on those blockers, shed them, and then you're going to get a very physical Isaiah Crowell and a shifty Duke Johnson right behind him, but their ability to at least tag them off or in a siren period to tackle these guys.
Overall, I think the defense has looked pretty good. Sure. Yesterday, I imagine last night, you want to have the earmuffs ready for what Greg Williams had to say after that run period. But all in all, they're doing a good job of getting pressure on the quarterback consistently. They're getting the balls into the air. They have two interceptions off of tip balls, and that's something they work on a lot, the tip drill. Kai Nakua, after Brian Boddy Calhoun broke one up yesterday, got an interception, and I think that's something to watch, just how good they are off of those tip balls. But they are being physical, but at the end of the day, what happened in that run period? They had 11 plays in that live period. 10 of them were runs. 3 of them went for more than 15 yards. That's not acceptable.
No, it's not.
I covered Greg Williams in Washington, D.C. The year before he came to Washington, D.C., the Redskins' defense was garbage. The year he came, top 10 defense. I expect that to happen in Cleveland. I'm making a bold statement. I think that happens this year. Greg Williams turned his defense into a top 10, and people are like, do you know about the Cleveland Browns?
That's what
well,
he wants.
Top, yeah. top 10, Let's I'd be very it. Honest with you. If we're top 20, that is a significant right. step from where we've from been 30, the last
absolutely.
3 years.
But I'm making the bold statement, we're top. It's top 10.
Because the talent
that's how good
is
Greg,
there.
The talent,
the talent
exactly
is there
right.
on the front of this defensive line to do that, and that helps everybody on the back end when you can get to the quarterback.
And speaking of the talent, first overall draft pick, Myles Garrett, the rookie. How has he and the rookie class look so far?
Well, we'll start with Myles Garrett, and he looks exactly like a number one pick is supposed to look. He jumps off of the mm-hmm. field. He's had sacks every single day in training camp, and when you and I were watching the tape of the live session yesterday, you saw one where he had the backside on a stretch run, crashed down. The explosiveness and the physicality in a short area, and he's out here, by the way, after practice every day, running sprints on his own. The guy looks like he was chiseled out of stone, and he is ready, but he stands out in a major, major way.
He definitely does. And I think for a lot of these young players, and we know they're great athletes, that they're extremely dynamic, and that's what we've needed to add to this roster. But the one thing that stands out to me is the fact that none of them are really shining in a negative light. Sometimes you get a rookie who's swimming in a defensive or offensive playbook or is not quite abreast to the speed of the game.
Sure.
These guys are all fitting in very well, which just goes to show when they finally, you know, understand the offensive and defensive playbook like the back of their hand, they're no longer thinking throughout a defensive script or an offensive play. And I think that's in some cases why we've seen DeShone Kizer go out there and just get those mental reps. So the closer and closer you can get to becoming second nature, he can just go out and react and make those throws.
And for the most part right now, camp has been healthy. What we've expected, we've seen guys, John Greco come in, he had a foot injury, Joel Bitonio, foot injury as well. Corey Coleman, he had a struggling rookie season, broken hand, hamstring issue. All those guys fresh. We look at Corey Coleman, and we want to see that jump. What do you expect to see from him, Matt?
Well, I want to see Corey Coleman be a big-time player. This yeah. is a guy who averaged almost 25 yards a catch the first 2 weeks last year. Then he breaks his hand. Then he doesn't get to 42 yards in another game the rest of the year. So you want to see him look good. And it's a joy to see a healthy Corey Coleman. We got teased with it last year in training camp where he looked like the best player on the field. In the first 3 days, he has looked like that old Corey Coleman.
He definitely has. And I think that's why we consistently hear from Hugh Jackson, you know, got to give some guys days off here and there. Right. But he's got to walk the fine line because there's something of an edge that you start to sharpen when the guys are out there practicing, grinding throughout training camp, almost like, you know, SEAL training. By the time you get to the war, it's a heck of a lot easier than it was through training. And so that's what I want to see these guys healthy on the practice field, building continuity both offensively and defensively.
And you told me John Greco, Joel Bitonio, feeling fresh
feeling
and ready.
Very good. Yeah, I talked to both of those guys after their first practices out. Greco finally did some teamwork yesterday, and he said, I was a little nervous at first, but the foot actually feels great, and he's ready to open it up. Bitonio said, I feel like I'm back feeling good, and he looked good yesterday in those run sessions.
We're feeling fresh and ready here at Bring It Browns Training Camp Day 4. Still ahead on this edition of Browns Countdown. We're going to go one-on-one with veteran corner Jason McCourty, and now rookie defensive tackle Larry Ogan Joby is helping build the Browns next on News 5. Becker and Browns Countdown, Hakeem Dermish, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here with you. One of the guys has an incredible story. Rookie defensive tackle Larry Ogunjobi didn't start playing football until his sophomore year of high school. Weighed 350 pounds. His parents said he was too fat. He was playing his Xbox too much, so they hired him a personal trainer. And you know what? He fell in love with football, and now he's helping build the Browns.
When I first got to high school, like I wasn't playing football, so I used to go to the games and I used to watch, you know, the varsity players, because you know that was a cool thing to do when you're in high school, go to a football game and watch and all that kind of stuff. I was going into my sophomore year of high school and I was getting really fat, and you know, I was playing a lot of video games, and my mom and my dad ended up taking away my game system. They said, you're killing yourself, you're eating too much, you gotta do something. So they got me a coach, his name was Robert Mitchell. We got in the car one day, and we were driving to the high school. And I was like, what are we going to high school for? And he was like, you're going to play football. I kind of gave him a look like, no, I'm not. And he was like, yes, you are. I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm not playing football. Like, that wasn't part of the deal. The deal was, you're going to help me lose weight, and, you know, I'm going to be fit, and I'm going to, you know, live the rest of my life. He got the permission slip. He took it to my mom. My mom literally signed the paper before it hit her hands. So I was on the football field that Saturday.
Larry Ogunjobi, heck of a story. I mean, he's an inspiration for not only kids, for all of us. But when you look at his story and now you see what he's doing at training camp, his impact can be what?
I think he can be a guy that can be very physical in the run game, and we saw that in the live session. It wasn't all bad for the defense. There were a couple tackles for loss, and one of them was by Larry Ogunjobi. And you talk about a guy who knows how to build things, building the Browns. He built the program at Charlotte on his back, part of that first team there, first player drafted from that program. Mm-hmm. And what I love about him, you talk about his work ethic. To go from where he was to the kind of physical specimen he is now takes a lot of work.
Yes,
and
it does.
I've seen him after practice out here putting in extra work, and after Friday's practice, he was out here for about a half hour with Kevin Zeitler, just going over one-on-ones all day long. And that's a great person to learn from, and I love seeing that effort. I think he has a chance to be a great rotational player as a rookie in that run game.
And what does that mean? You know, rotational player or a role player on this defense. And so many people think, oh, a draft pick, I gotta see big splash plays out of him. When it comes to defensive line, I think the same can be said for Caleb Brantley, like Larry Ogunjobi, is just a role player in this defense. And what does that mean? That means 10, 15, 20 snaps a game. He's going to come in fresh. We're going to call a defense that plays to his strengths, get him in, get him to make a play, get him to do his job, and then get him out and get Dez Bryant or Jamie Collins or some of the defensive linemen, Carl Nassib, back in the rotation in that next defensive front.
This is a talented group, a defensive line. You have Emmanuel Ogba, Danny Shelton, you mentioned Jamie Meter. What do you hope to see from this group? I want to start with you, Matt, as far as what they're going to be able to do now in Greg Williams' defense.
Well, I think everyone thinks Greg Williams, they think exotic.
Yeah.
And they think, you know, a lot of fronts and a lot of different guys playing defense positions, which we've heard from Greg Williams. But for me, I want to see them do their job, be responsible, and to do their job and to be just very sound as a defensive front. Because I thought in years past, as Nathan and I would dive into some of the tape or rewatch the game, you dive in and you see guys trying to do too much or do someone else's job. And you get out of your gap. The running backs and the quarterbacks are good enough in this league that they will find that one guy not doing their job. And that becomes the 10-yard, the 20-yard, the touchdown run. So it's just a matter of these guys, while it is chaos with Greg Williams, which is what we expect, it's them doing their job first and then being the physical, tenacious player that Greg Williams wants them to be.
Well, for me, it's about controlling the line of scrimmage, and this Browns team has not controlled the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball in far too long. And now you have the talent on the defensive side, I believe, to do that. You've got Garrett and Ogba at the ends. You've got Shelton. Dez Bryant is back, who averaged 5.5 sacks the last 2 years. And then you talked about rotational players and keeping them fresh. In the interior, you've got Xavier Cooper, former third-round pick. You just drafted Ogunjobi in the third round. You've got Caleb Brantley, who probably was a top 50 talent that you basically stole in the sixth round because of other reasons that he's been exonerated of. And Meter. That's six defensive tackles we just rattled off right there, along with your two young studs on the outside. We didn't even get into Nassib or Orchard, a former second-round pick. So there are a lot of guys there who have an opportunity to really control the line of scrimmage and disrupt. I feel too often we have let other teams dictate to us, and now I think we have a chance to dictate to other teams up front.
All right, from the defensive line to the secondary, Andrew Gribble, Brown senior writer, going one-on-one with Jason McCourty, the veteran corner.
It's day four of Browns training camp. We're here with veteran defensive back Jason McCourty. Jason, you've spent 8 years in Tennessee. You come to Cleveland. What's the biggest difference so far for you going through this training camp?
You're just getting used to the atmosphere. You know, football is football. Once you step foot on that football field and practice starts, that's what you know. That's what you've been doing for the past 8 years. I think for me, it's everything outside of football, getting used to living in a new place, getting used to not having your family at home right away. So I think those things are the things that you have to adjust and get used to. But the fun of it, of going out there competing against those guys, talking trash, that comes back right away.
When you got here, there was some talk about you moving around, potentially playing some safety, but when we look out there, a lot of guys are playing safety, moving around the defense. What's it been like playing in multiple spots and learning this Greg Williams defense?
Oh, it's been fun, and that's a Greg Williams defense, like you just said. He's going to line guys up at different spots. He's going to challenge guys, and we're trying to get better, and at the same time, Greg's evaluating us because he's trying to evaluate which packages are going to make us the best defense we possibly can be. So, you know, if you show him that you can go out there and make plays at this position, he's going to find a way to get a package to get you out there on the field.
Now, before camp started, you were doing one of your most favorite things, running your camp with your brother Devin. Our cameras were there following you. What was that like, and what makes that so special for you guys?
Oh, man, it's an awesome day. It's exhausting, but it's a ton of fun. Chasing those kids around, yelling and screaming. Me and Dev race against all the campers at the end, so we just try to have fun. You know, growing up from where I'm from, I wish there was an athlete that would have come back and there'd be a free camp to go attend and just go out there and be around some other professional athletes, listen to them talk, all college athletes. So that's all we try to do, you know, get kids to come out, free food, give them a T-shirt, play football, but also talk to them about life and let them know that you've kind of come from the same area. And if they do the right things, focus on staying positive, pick the right friends, they can become whatever they want to become.
All right, Jason McCourty, 8-year veteran. Matt, where does he fit in this secondary?
My approach to Jason McCourty, and it's based on everything that we've seen thus far through 4 days, that we've talked about Brian Vaudicahoun, Jamar Taylor, Joe Hayden, all taking snaps at safety. But Jason McCourty, even though in the offseason we thought he potentially would be signed, and I'm okay with that. Let's take for granted that Jason McCourty is going to start and be solid as he has through 8 years and build that other 10, you know, to be disruptive and move guys around to play to their strengths. So that's kind of my approach to Jason McCourty at this point.
Yeah, I think he brings a lot of stability. All of a sudden, you know, we're looking at the defensive backfield room and the corner room. Now you have four guys that you feel pretty good about in Joe Hayden, McCourty, Jamar Taylor, who you just signed to an extension, and Brian Vaudicahoun, who's a guy that everybody seems to be raving about, the undrafted free agent out of Minnesota, who led this team in interceptions last year with three and was tied for the rookie lead in the entire NFL. So I think he brings some leadership stability and just really some good depth to a room that you're worried about going into the season, and now I think you feel pretty good about.
You do. All right, Jason McCourty, chance to make a real big impact on this defense. Hey, join us Saturday, August 26th. Check it out, where you can select a seat 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Energy Stadium. Try out the seat you'd like to sit in. You want to sit in the 100s, go sit in it, see how it feels, get a good look at the field. Browns alumni going to be there. You get a tour of the stadium, plenty of stuff for the kid to do, sign autographs with the alumni. Season ticket packages start at $298. Again, select a seat August 26th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at First Energy Stadium. Still ahead on Browns Countdown. Who's starting week one against the Steelers? We're going to break that down next on Browns Countdown.
As a competitor, you always have to go in the mindset of you know, being the starter, you know, at any position. But at the same time, you know, you're still learning from those guys around you. But yeah, we come out here and compete every day. You know, me, Kevin, Brock, Deshaun. It's fun when you have guys that are, you know, really talented at that position you get to compete against, because it makes you better as a player.
You know, obviously I've gotten a lot of work with the ones, and privileged to have that opportunity to go out there with some veteran guys to try to develop myself. And you know, I'm just trying to control what I can control. And right now I'm not really set my goals to you know, be a starter at a certain time. I just continue to learn as fast as I can. And you know, a lot of Coach Jackson makes the decisions he needs to make.
I've been in the league a little bit longer than the other guys, but at the end of the day, that means nothing. Every quarterback that's in that room is very talented, very smart. Now, everybody has their strengths, has their weaknesses, and I think it's going to be a great competition.
Right. That was the Gatorade Hot Minute, and we're going to spend a couple hot minutes talking about those quarterbacks. Akeem Dermis, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here with you. Browns Countdown, Training Camp Edition, Week 1, Steelers. Who is starting at quarterback?
I don't know. It's a wide open competition. That's why we're doing this right now. If it was that easy, somebody would be getting all the first team reps. Yeah, no, I don't think you can at this point. You know, Cody Kessler comes in as the veteran who knows the system better than anybody else. Kizer obviously has all the talent in the world. And then Osweiler's the only quarterback on our roster, by the way, who's won a game in the National Football League, 13-8, as a starter. The way the reps have been split so far, Kessler works with the first team first, then Osweiler, then Kizer works with the first team as well. So they've been splitting first team reps, Osweiler with the second team so far. It's too early to tell. I think maybe next week we'll start to get a little bit of a hint.
We absolutely will. And I think it's even furthermore, it's after Tuesday. So they're going to go pads today. They're going to be pads tomorrow. They're going to have off Tuesday, come back Wednesday, maybe in pads, maybe in shells, but then transition right back in the pads. And I think it's the trial by fire that Hugh Jackson really talks about. And I know that Bill Belichick has mentioned the same. Training camp really doesn't start until you put the pads on. And they've got to get some solid, concrete days in the pads to feel that pass rush, the mix of run and pass offensively, to really get a beat for who can handle this offense. The one thing that I know in the back of my mind that I'm kind of holding true with is I don't believe that Hugh Jackson will name a starter just to name a starter. Right. He will do it when he's ready. He will do it when he knows exactly who that is, and that will not be called into question and have to go back on who he named.
He doesn't want to get stung by naming a starter too early. And, you know, I think it's a good
–
it does happen on live TV sometimes. That was good right there.
Yeah.
I think he wants somebody to seize this job. I think Cody Kessler is going to get the opportunities because of what he did last year.
Sure.
And I think when you evaluate this defense – When you look at, if it can be great, top 10 like you say, does that mean you want a quarterback who's a game manager? Or are you okay having a quarterback who's going to give you chunk plays but may turn the ball over every now and then but is going to give you some home runs? And I think that might be the struggle that ultimately decides who starts when Hugh Jackson answers that question.
I said this last Thursday as it was a training camp preview. Who can help us win football games?
Right.
I'm not worried about 2018, 2019, right, and a franchise quarterback. Our fan base and this organization is starved,
right,
of winning football games. Who gives us that best opportunity? Because that ultimately is Hugh Jackson's job. Not just picking a quarterback, but putting the best players on the football field that help this franchise win football games.
But does Brock Osweiler, because he's won in this league, because he's a veteran, because he has that experience, does he sort of give you a better shot coming out of the gate? And then, you know what? All right, if Brock doesn't work out, we've got two guys that can do it.
I think you could certainly make that case. I mean, the guy's won more playoff games than Andy Dalton, who's been in the playoffs five of the last 6 years. So his resume is impressive in terms of what he's accomplished in this league. But are you getting the Brock Osweiler that played for Denver?
Right.
Or are you getting the Brock Osweiler that played for Houston? It'll be interesting to see. One thing I can tell you is I talked with DeShone Kizer after practice yesterday, and I talked to him about his second throwing session, which I thought was his best session. Had a laser beam to Kenny Britt. It was about a 30-yard gain there. Made the right read. The ball's coming out quick. And he said, every day I'm feeling more comfortable. If he gets comfortable, fully comfortable, and has the knowledge, he's got the talent to do it. Does he get there in time? I don't know.
Yeah, I like that kid's work ethic. After practice,
every day he's been out there.
Hey, this Friday you can see all of the quarterbacks at the Orange and Brown scrimmage at First Energy Stadium. Join us. All the fun starts at 5 o'clock, followed by an autograph session with the players. Tickets are free, but you do need to register at clevelandbrowns.com. August 4th, Orange and Brown scrimmage, 5 o'clock. Be there. Coming up, Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura tell us what to watch for during training camp. That's next on Browns Countdown. Back here on Browns Countdown, Hakeem Dermis, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here with you. What are we watching for in training camp, Matt?
I just think we mentioned Tuesday. Tuesday is the players' day off. Mm-hmm. What do? They rest. But it's also the opportunity for the coaches to evaluate. So don't be surprised coming out of Wednesday that if there's some shakeup amongst this depth chart.
And I know you talked to people in the front office and they said that's the day that's going to give you an indication of what's going to go down in the preseason opener. I want to see today in pads, how does the defense respond when that siren goes on?
All right. Hey, and you can come out here today. Beautiful day.
Come on out.
Sit in the beautiful stands. Hey, that's going to do it for this edition of Browns Countdown. You can join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. Up next, building the Browns right here on News 5.